Better be 10 seconds. You're close enough to punch.
I hate all of you. All right.
Me too.
Welcome back to Boomer Rex tonight, your nearly daily source for news and politics. Hope you had an amazing holiday. We certainly did. Sorry we missed the show on the 24th. It turned out to be busier than we planned. And sorry our episode from the 23rd is so late. Technical difficulties. Now, let me introduce Mr. Boomer Rex himself.
Yeah, good evening.
Asshole.
Sleep made me do it.
And special guest tonight, Sleet.
How's everyone doing?
He is my son, for those of you who are curious. And I am Risen Lady Heathen. Let's dig right in.
Merry Christmas to all and happy holidays to everyone.
Absolutely.
Else.
What he said.
Yeah.
And Happy New Year soon. I love the Russians in the audience, you know.
That's my favorite
of all of the things. I love New Year's. I love how...
New Year's is amazing.
I love how humans behave on New Year's.
True.
Because they're thinking about a new year and a fresh start and all of the things, all the manic shit.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing on their bad list, and they got to get it at least half full by midnight. Or at least by dawn the next
all
day.
All of the things that my melancholic nature enjoys, well, interacts violently with.
Yeah. All right, so... Mr. Boomer Rex, tell me about delusional Trump.
Oh, shit.
You gotta love this. So, Donald Trump says in an interview, right, that he got the booster and people should get the vaccine so they don't fucking die.
Poorly attended shit with a
first competent thing he has said about the vaccine in 12 months.
First competent thing he said it anyway.
Ever.
I thought it was my thing. I pivoted to the anyway.
I will give him credit for helping to push through the development of the vaccines.
Whatever. I want to start the nonpartisan party.
Yeah. So anyway.
I second that motion.
So along comes, of course, you know, maggot conspiracy, maggot Alex Jones.
Mm. Oh.
Trump is destroying himself and committing political suicide. And Alison Steinberg's a former Trump supporter. She says he's now backing Big Pharma and wanting all the credit for something that we know is evil and a bioweapon. Where do they get these maroons?
Do you have the other rude thing that was said?
No.
The damning with faint praise or whatever the appropriate... Candace Owens coming to his defense with... He's too old to have done his own research.
Oh, no.
Because he grew up in a time before TVs. So being the only person who was alive in the 50s at the table.
Apparently.
You saw TVs as a child, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so internet, you know, the 50s was in
most households. And if I go hunting
households.
For something on the internet, I'm going to find it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But no, it was just that Candace Owens is pretending, you know, he was born in the 50s and no one had TVs then. Like, yeah, we've literally.
Oh, God.
Damn it.
Haven't we had them since the 30s?
Yes,
yeah, kind of, sort of.
But that was like the Richie Rich kids had it.
Yeah.
It's like smartphones.
Let's see. There. We got our first television set when I was 10.
Yeah.
Right. But that was my parents' decision. We could easily have afforded a television set.
Yeah.
I found one for $20.
That was
old
like,
black and white, great big wooden cabinet. It was great.
That was like when I introduced your brother to the internet, and he, first night, the internet's hooked up. He's like, I'm not really sure there's anything I'd like on it.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Again, he had never met the internet, like the real internet. He had met some, like, right, college internet DARPA shit. Not, like, the 2000s internet 2.0.
Yeah.
You don't like everything humans have ever done, ever? Like the closest to the Alexandrian Library we've ever come, ever?
Yep.
So.
All right. So what's this fun to watch thing? What's that about?
All right. So, again, this is, you gotta love it when the other team just gets in a big circle and starts firing squad. So,
when in doubt, empty the mag.
Right? Oh yeah. My gosh.
So on Thursday night, Getter started to block users from using the word groiper.
Oh,
does
shit.
Everybody understand what a groiper is?
No.
All right. So I hunted that one down. So groiper is an outgrowth of Pepe, the sort of frog-shaped green.
The stolen frog thing.
Yeah.
Because in defense of the guy that originally made that drawing, that wasn't a racist piece of shit. That was a damaged little frog that pulled his pants down to pee as an adult.
Yeah. So anyway, Matt Fury owns Pepe.
I didn't realize we were really going to get into it.
And he has repeatedly sued the idiot right for their use of his character.
It's the worst part of the Wild West nature
of
the internet.
So, Groiper is a new green frog-shaped creature
just
who is reported
enough
to be the same species. So, anyway, Groiper.
It's going to be some keck shit. And
So anyway, the ardently pro-Trump media site has been under attack by white nationalist Groipers, avid followers of the Unite the Right attendee Nicholas Fuentes, since the platform booted him earlier this week for using Groiper. So anyway, it's just great.
Yeah, sounds it. Jesus.
So anyway, Getter says Fuentes violated clearly defined terms of use and has been suspended from the platform.
Good.
So,
welcome.
And all the now all
and
the
so little... much for your free speech bullshit website, because you can't just say anything you want. You can't shout fire in a crowded theater.
Oh yeah.
It's probably wrong when I cough in an aisle in Walmart to clear it out a little bit, but I'm an asshole. In case you didn't know, somehow
that's why we call
on
him
episode
asshole.
53.
So anyway, Candace Owens defends Trump. We'd already talked about that.
Oh, sorry, I didn't.
Said he was too old to do his own research, and rethugs should not be mean to him. And he looked at that and he go, "Okay, I'm sorry." So her money's drying up. She's trying so hard to get her little snout in the trough, right?
Has it in there? She will do well going forward. The Bannons and the Alex Jones and the Roger Stones occupy the same social niche. Roger Stone is who I'd pick because he's been doing this since Christ was a corporal. But is anyone covering Trump doing this as a tactical move? Like the 4D chess answer. It's probably not that, but I don't know. Some of the people in his orbit are that smart. Are you?
Yeah, no, I'm.
He lets the Alex Joneses and the others set him on fire for a while to get back those suburban voters that, right, the 46,000 voters that determined the last election.
Yeah.
Who weren't okay with the overt racist and the, like, stand by when I don't even know if Trump knows the words that are coming. I don't know if Trump understands the words that are coming out of his mouth.
Fair.
So, speaking of Stone, he's been trying to sell several items during the holiday season.
Oh, my God.
Because he's having trouble paying his legal bills. These include NFTs of autographs of former President
Donald
Trump.
NFTs are terrible, stupid, and they don't mean anything, folks.
And some memorabilia he's collected throughout his decades of involvement in right-wing politics. And,
Again, I'd still pick, him and Bannon over Miller and Kushner.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anyway, he had announced it was going to be a one-day sale. Well, now it's being dragged out because there haven't been that many buyers.
I'm sure.
Aw, shucks.
Aww.
Just love it.
So sad. All right. So tell me about another one, Venue Church. What's going on there?
Yeah, I've really gotten to the point where my whole attitude is, what is it with evangelical church pastors, right?
Right.
So, 8 employees resigned from Venue Church after confronting Pastor Tavner Smith about rumors he's having an affair with a longtime employee.
It happens. You work long hours. But family values shithead.
Yes.
Isn't allowed to bang Becky on the copier.
Probably not.
He is, obviously, but
yeah, clearly.
I mean, they have previous. Well, I don't know about this guy. That guy who was just buying meth out of the pickup truck with the male hooker, and he was just there for the meth.
That's what they all said.
That was his statement, and I absolutely believe him completely.
So, anyway, there are other allegations, and we'll see how it, you know, how they all start and how they all go.
Yeah.
At some point, he'll do the, I've sinned against God, and my wife has forgiven me, and the Lord has forgiven me. And
I don't know, but I'm sitting at a table with nearly all the voices that I respect. What level of spoonful of sugar do you give people for the medicine of distrust anything that agrees with what you already thought was true? Like, be a practiced paranoid schizophrenic without the schizophrenia.
Yeah. Like, don't be crazy about it, but certainly double check.
Just assume everything is lying to you. Yeah.
A healthy amount of skepticism.
Yes, exactly.
Well, look at that. From the mouth of babes.
From the mouth of the only Gen Zer we have at the table. Well played.
I know, it's rare.
Yeah. Everything in moderation.
We need a pet Xer and a pet Zer.
Nothing to excess.
He's a Z.
Yeah, in moderation in all things.
Yeah, I'm a Z. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the Gen Xer we need. That would be fun. I know one. I think it would be fun to get a Gen Xer with with my son. So
you work for one of the... Yeah, no, I know a very smart one that I cannot wait to have at this
we
table.
We can do...
Because he's got the missing piece. He's got the piece I don't understand between what Boomer Rex experienced.
Right.
What
the millennials
what we went through, yeah.
Capitalistic hellscape that is... rushing this way.
Yeah. No, but it'd be fun to see, because we did the Boomer versus Millennial.
Yep.
So it'd be fun to do, like, generations. So we've got our Boomer, we've got our Gen Xer, we've got our Millennials and our Gen Z.
Gen Xers are the hobbits that got on the elf ships. They showed up at exactly the right time.
Yeah, because they're doing okay.
They were the last one. We got to wave goodbye. I'm like, bye! I hope you have the awesome bread. Wrapped in the leaves.
Can I come? No. Okay. Okay. Well,
we'll stay here.
We'll just be here.
Some sort of capitalistic left behind shit. It's fine. I'll sell skins. What kind of skins? I don't know. His name's probably Dave.
What kind of skins do you want?
Whatever I find in my basement.
Huh? Do you have a basement? That's impressive. Mm.
I don't think you want
to. YouTube will teach you how to dig one. It's fine.
Cool. That's just
crazy. Sorry.
So the next one is just to clear up
the
thing that we had seen.
Not a political act, Josiah Brown.
Where's this?
So Representative Mary Gay Scanlon was carjacked in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
and I think everybody had a reaction of, oh my God, was this politically motivated? Yeah, not so much. Josiah Brown of Wilmington, Delaware was arrested by federal agents and... he had no clue who he was carjacking.
No, he exactly had an idea of who he was carjacking. A little old lady who wasn't about to fight that hard
for
about
his car.
A fucking Miata or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
So, anyway.
Don't do crimes, the internet.
Right.
But.
It wasn't politically motivated.
No. No, it was.
And we knew in the beginning it wasn't.
It was reality motivated. It was 12 other
Absolutely.
Things. No. And I have no idea about this case, but like for all I know, this guy was going somewhere to buy Lucy cigarettes. But all
right, so let's move on to Boomer Rex's About Damn Time. What are we talking about tonight?
All right, so one of the January 6th defendants came and said he would like to be out of pretrial detention, and of course the prosecutor said no, he's a threat.
Yeah.
So the clown we're talking about
is this the
is the one who brought a Taurus judge to the Capitol. And then, because he's cosplay and doesn't look after his weapons, he lost it on the Capitol grounds.
Oh, shit.
And then he later reported it stolen.
I just felt all of my teeth move in my head when I was grinding them.
Yeah, I just... Anyway, so they've now demonstrated that he was in the immediate area where the weapon was found, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So... they said, no, he has to stay in pretrial confinement.
Good.
Here's a man who brought a gun to the Capitol on January 6th.
Yeah. To a politics fight.
Right.
I thought we weren't supposed to, it was supposed to stop. I assume it was supposed to stop at the cylinder's edge or... I'm trying to think of, some gun part for the water's... Anyway, I've lost the thread.
The muzzle.
Dang it. Turns out, the West believes that Mao is wrong. Power does not extend from the barrel of a gun. That is a horrible way to run a railroad.
Fair.
And I should look up what that quote about running a railroad is from. From Atlas Shrugged. Shut up, you guys.
Oh, there are lots of those.
Yeah. It's just the one I was thinking of, and then I was trying to burn a book in my head. That's a horrible book. You should read it, Sleet. It's
Maybe.
Great. No, you absolutely should.
You should read it. It's a decent read.
Yeah. I just want you intellectually molested the way all of us were, where you look at it and go, what the fuck? It's like the first Bioshock, where you're like, that's a really, no shit, this whole society just came apart. Objectivist philosophy is garbage.
If you want to see the escalation in that movement, then you should start with We the Living, then The Fountainhead, and then Atlas Shrugged. Because Ayn Rand got pretty shrill at the end.
Oh, yeah, especially for someone who's collecting Social Security.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, anyway. Sorry. A book you should be able to say you have read.
Yeah.
Fair.
It's like how we made you watch Tombstone the other night.
Sometimes you just need to do a thing.
Upside, yeah. You get to watch Man on Fire for free now.
All right.
Which is effectively the same movie, only with a wildly better motivation and a tragic lack of Doc Holliday.
Okay. Have you watched Don't Look Up?
No.
You have got to watch Don't Look Up. The three of you will really enjoy it.
Fair. Have you watched Empire Records?
No.
All right. No, well, I'll trade you.
Okay.
I guess that's what we're doing day after tomorrow.
Where is Empire Records?
Somewhere on your computer.
Okay.
You'll find it.
I believe in you.
Cool.
So, was there anything else you wanted to say about that?
No.
Okay. So let's move on to updates with Boomerex Omicron. What's going on with Omicron?
So we're finally saying, and we've been saying for quite a while, but if you are in a crowded place, you should be wearing a KN95 or an N95, and you should be maintaining 6 feet of separation.
Right.
And that's your best chance, right? Unless you want to wear a full face, right, with better filters. The reason for that is that much more so than any idiot cloth mask, you have both the physical filtration and the electrostatic filtration. The cloth masks give you the mechanical filtration.
Is that true, having a face mitten? Being an owner, a proud owner of a face mitten, like, do we have numbers on how bad
The leakage is around the...
I'm just curious what the army says about the Sikhs, who are also required to maintain... I'll look.
Okay. Anyway, the whole point behind the KN95 and the N95 is in addition to the mechanical filtration, they have electrostatic filtration, which is responsible for the filtration of everything smaller than a micron.
Right, but he's
And
not,
they're very efficient at that.
He's not saying you're an idiot for wearing a cloth mask. We're just
If that's what you've got, put it on.
Yes. Yeah. No, as long as you're wearing a mask, I don't give a fuck. Like, wear something. Anything, and not the felt ones, because those are not masks. Those do not filter shit.
Yep.
All you're doing is spreading it around.
Anything worse, yeah.
It has to
stretchy
be
gator
a mask.
Yeah.
And as long as you're wearing something, like, that's fine. Because if everybody's wearing something, there's far less of it around.
We likely wouldn't have had this problem.
Yeah.
Exactly.
At the very least, if everyone in a room is wearing a mask, it's at the very least 50% transmission rate.
Yeah. No, you've cut it down substantially.
Very much. Sorry.
You can make it worse depending on your mix of masks. It's like the windows for driving in a car.
Yeah. So again, if you're looking to protect yourself, as well as others, but to protect yourself, put on a KN95 or an N95.
Yes.
And I have not seen any news stories that saying, right, like last time when we bounced into the bottom of available PPE on the ground.
Yeah.
Right, where there was enough push to get black market nonsense going. I haven't heard any of those stories recently. So.
No, I haven't either. We now have a
Amazon
supply chain
your
that
ass.
Produces good. Yeah. Now, you can probably buy them in your local drugstore.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and everybody says, well, you told us we didn't need an N95. And yes, they told you
Everyone
that under a specific circumstance. The first was that COVID was not spreading widely in the community in the United States, and we had medical personnel who didn't have N95s or KN95s and were trying to keep you assholes from buying them.
And we were triaging
and we knew exactly
where it was
what
going.
We were doing.
Yes. And
so,
what government do
you can
not
just lose
make
that,
that
silly ass pedestrian little argument that I wouldn't accept from a sixth grader?
No.
Okay.
So, anyway.
No, I agree. So tell me about this big ichthyosaurus.
Yes.
It sounds gigantic. I'm Ooh, excited.
Main reason
I love this.
I'm here tonight.
Oh, you want to talk about the ichthyosaurus? Go ahead.
Do you know about it?
Oh, no.
I know
Half-Life. Nothing
he
about
wants
it.
To hear about
no.
it.
It's very scary in Half-Life.
So anyway, it's really kind of interesting. 244-million-year-old fossil ichthyosaur that would have rivaled any modern whale, right?
Yeah.
The head is bigger than a people. There's a picture.
Well, that's just a tooth is bigger than a people.
No, that's a head.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. See, I asked you if it was a tooth. You said it was a tooth.
I thought you were pointing at some part of the picture. In any case.
I thought that was a tooth. I was like, that thing is huge.
Best guess is they were around 55.
It's still huge.
Yeah, yeah. But
I don't want one to bite me.
Yeah.
Swallow you whole in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? It wouldn't be a bite. It would just be a swallow. One and done.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're going to get eaten by big sharks, you want big sharks, but...
Oh, okay. I see it now. All right. Yep.
Anyway, so one of the interesting things is when you look at this developed very rapidly after we went through one of the amazing die-offs.
Right. Yes.
And so we started with small ones and went to big ones in an amazingly short period of time.
Evolutionary momentum.
Wasn't it due to the high amount of oxygen in the atmosphere at the time?
That could have been part of it.
Because I thought that caused like gigantism, which is where we got like the dinosaurs and stuff.
The giant.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
That plus the booming in plant life, mainly.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the booming in prey animals, which is make them as big as you can until they can't lift their head. That's why we didn't stop at Triceratops.
So anyway, it's really interesting to look at the branching of the ichthyosaur at that point, which is it is driven strongly vigor as it branches, right? There's a definite upward vigor trend. If you look at cetaceans...
whales and such.
Yeah. They developed in both directions, bigger and smaller. So, anyhow, it was just interesting. So, it's a matter of food supply, probably top predator, that sort of thing, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. They didn't have any top predators. You really get to find out
how big you can get, right? Whereas the cetaceans, there would have been lots of fish.
Yeah.
Right. That were already big enough to eat a small cetacean and so forth and so on. But anyway, just really interesting.
Yeah. No,
so that one's cool. Worth a Google and a read.
It is worth it.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you have anything that you want to talk about, have a discussion on?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
No cool games you want to, what do you play in your free time?
Dusk. You've been pushing me to play Dusk.
Yes, I've been pushing Asshole to play Dusk.
So what's Dusk? What's so cool about this game?
Basically, take all the restrictions of Quake and remove them. And then give it to somebody who wants to remake Quake, but better.
What if...
So, fast gameplay...
Fast gameplay, Quake-style movement.
Yep.
Gunplay, same enemy play as Quake, relatively... But it tricks you into thinking it's a Quake clone for the first episode. Then they start introducing a lot of really weird things that seem out of place but fit in terror too much. It fits in too well, somehow. The environments get progressively more Lovecraftian as it goes on, and it even reaches a point where some people begin to call it a horror game, even though it has the emphasis on shoot everything in sight.
True, but that was my impression looking at the screenshots of it and a couple of gameplay videos I checked out, is it did seem to draw inspiration from They Hunger, the PC game mod to whichever of the probably Duke Nukem, or Killing Floor. Less emphasis on gore. I liked what I saw. Like, I'm going to check it out. But
I think you'll like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I'm down for a lot of things to fill time between Payday 3 and Dying Light 2.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, last episode, I promised to look into some of Santa's darker...
Ooh.
You know.
Yeah, the... Who's its Nichols?
Yes. Nichols? So, nope. No.
The sketchy version.
So,
Krampus.
Krampus.
Adjacent.
Krampus, yeah.
Ah.
So, the problem is that... It wasn't as interesting as I was hoping for, because a lot of these are literally...
Stupid humans.
It's literally... So, Kenshit Ruperched is basically another Krampus. And other names for him include Black Peter and Schmaltzy.
Yep.
So these are all just different versions of Krampus around Europe. Belsnickel is a crotchety fur-clad Christmas gift bringer in the folklore of...
That explains the other Krampus image where he's dressed up in the Santa-style fur line.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. So in the folklore of parts of Germany, Pennsylvania Dutch communities, and Brazilian German communities... also celebrate with Belsnickel. He's also called Belsnickel, Belsnickel, Pelsnickel, and Belsniggel.
All right.
So lots of
fun. I like Belsniggel.
Yeah, right?
But so considering this didn't work out to be as fun as I was really hoping, I was hoping for some crazy Krampus things.
But he eats you by cooking you in his horn of plenty, or I don't know.
Right. So instead, I decided to look up Santas around the globe, which is something I discussed around Thanksgiving time that I wanted to
do. And you probably get more yardage.
So, Father Christmas is in the United Kingdom, and he's, you know, basically like our Santa Claus. Pierre Noël, or Papa Noël, is in France, and again, he's very much like our Santa Claus. Dede Morozo, and, oh gosh, this is going to be a fun night for names, folks. Snigruchka, Father Frost, and Snow Maiden, and that's for the Russia and Ukraine.
Okay.
Timote, or Jultumen, is Sweden, and he's like a dwarf-like being that looks like a garden gnome, and used to be associated with the devil, and is now like a modern Santa. So he's like a little gnome that goes around and gives out gifts.
With a dash of St. Christopher in there. I like that. That's cool.
You figure he fits down a chimney better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that didn't influence the elf bits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe.
Okay, so Jule Nissen, is Norway, known as Christmas pixies or Christmas elves. They used to be considered barn devils who protected farms as like guardian spirits. Yeah. Now they come from the North Pole and give gifts. They normally wear gray clothes and a gray beard. So a little bit different, but instead of it being Santa, these are like elves and spirits that'll come and give you good gifts.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun.
And an easy costume.
So the Western cultural hegemony ruined yet another.
Well, I mean, usually.
Sinterklaas is the Netherlands. So he is the Dutch patron saint of children.
Yep.
Led to the modern Santa. So this was kind of the origins of our modern Santa Claus, has a companion named Grumpus, who shakes chains at naughty children and threatens to kidnap them. So I did find a little bit of...
So we joined it together.
What it is Sinterklaas will go around door to door, knock and give gifts to good children. And behind him comes along with Grumpus, and he knocks on doors and asks for naughty children, and he'll shake the chains and say, "I'm gonna kidnap you. Be good." So that's fun.
So again, it's just an annual performance review for children.
Yeah. Christkind, or Christkindl, is Austria, Switzerland, and Germany. It means Christ child. And she is the benevolent female bringer, gift bringer. She visits Lutheran families in Germany, Austria, the Czech Republic, and Slovakian region, wears a crown, and has long, curly, blonde hair.
I'm thunderstruck.
I was so happy. I was like,
Lutherans are not like who I picture imagining friendly blonde
ladies. And I was also excited to find out that the Russia and Ukraine are all about Father Frost and the Snow Maiden. So they cover both ends of the spectrum. So this was interesting as well to have just the purely female.
Yeah.
Los Reyes Magos is Spain. And this is a group of the three wise men. So they're called Melchor, Gaspar, and Baltasar. Baltasar. Yes, Baltasar. They're the three wise men, and they give gifts, and children will write letters to their favorite wise men and ask for gifts. Okay. So Let's see. Julupikki, or the Yule Goat, is Finland. Now, we talked a little bit about the Yule Goat.
Yeah.
So the Yule Goat was a malevolent spirit associated with the Norse god Odin, who knocked on doors and demanded gifts and leftovers from Yuletide feasts. He now gives gifts to well-behaved children. So that was interesting.
Huh.
Let's see. Tio de Nadal is from Catalonia. I'd actually never heard of Catalonia before. I've heard of Patagonia.
Watch out, their pronunciations are weird.
Okay, well, I probably pronounced it wrong. I apologize. But this is a lot. This has to be one of my favorites, okay? Like, this is phenomenal. Wait till you hear this.
Looking forward to it.
This is a log with a painted-on face.
All right.
That shits out presents.
Oh. No, never mind. That's my new favorite.
Yep.
Children feed him nuts and dried fruit in the days leading up to Christmas while keeping him warm under a blanket.
Which teaches children proper bowel management.
On Christmas Eve, the kids beat Tio.
Wow, it took a turn. Aww.
And sing a graphic song about bodily functions.
Are you sure this isn't some weird...
The next morning, the kids will find Tio has shat a pile of gifts and sweets. This is brilliant. This is amazing.
I feel like
absolutely love this.
Snuff film. Mm.
So they beat their uncle and he shits presents.
If I ever have another child,
I've had an experience
we are
with a
doing
like
this. This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is brilliant. So, no, I'm
but
sorry.
I can see that's Spinata adjacent. Like, yeah, no, that fits. That fits so well. I worry it's an internet prank.
But you gotta feed it and take care of it first. And then you beat it until it shits.
This is right up there like that Welsh rap battle horse skull.
Yeah.
Where you're like, no, bullshit. That's exactly what it sounds like when the internet makes something up.
Oh,
yeah. That's too cool.
To be fair, I think this is conditioning children to get used to having to eat the things they grow. So,
yeah, no,
pets and whatnot kind of thing.
Yeah.
I never thought of
thing
of that.
And the thing about
it, get attached to the things that you
from want. The mouths of babes. Our Gen Z-er figured it out. I can't believe I didn't put it together, and he did.
Yeah, well played.
That is brilliant.
No,
it's
a whole circle of life.
What
thing
kind of creature is this?
Yeah, what's the name again?
Tio de Nadal.
Yeah. What kind of creature?
It's a log.
No, that's what I thought I heard.
A log with
so I have no heartburn with you beating
a
log.
You paint a face on it, right? Yeah. You give it a big smile and everything. You put a log over or a blanket over it. You take care of it. You give it treats and food and.
The only thing I know even adjacent to Catalonian is like some 40K shit with a planet with a similar name, and that's a horrible place, and I'm pretty sure it's a real thing, though.
Yes.
It is.
I'm not saying I didn't believe you. I had to look it up.
It's a region of Spain, isn't
it? It was a thing that confirmed my belief that humans were good and should exist, so...
I'm not saying I don't believe you. I just don't trust you.
I don't trust the internet. You had to look it up in, too. And that really is a thing.
So,
it's a region of Spain, right?
I'm not saying I don't believe in Catalan or whatever.
Push the next button and tell us where it is.
Catalonia.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't believe in Germany
so
anymore.
So the Yule lads are from Iceland. And they are 13 mischievous Icelandic elves who play tricks on children.
Oh, cool.
So here's an example. Potaslicki of the group. I guess they all have their names, but I only have a couple. So Potaslicki of the group will steal your leftovers. Or Gralea will kidnap you if you behave badly.
Oh.
So there's a whole group, and they all have different tricks, it sounds like, that they play on children who are bad or whatever.
And you need a convenient excuse to get rid of bad kids.
So children put out shoes hoping that the lads will leave gifts. They put out their shoes, and they hope that the lads will leave gifts and sweets.
Stocking.
However, if you're bad, they will put rotten potatoes in your shoes instead.
Well, right. That's always good.
That's more of a threat than coal.
Yeah. I'd much rather find coal. That's at least useful, right?
Yeah.
You can burn coal.
But I'm guessing the coal comes out of places where it was just abundant.
Yeah.
So Like, here's some rocks.
And here's a place for potatoes to live.
It's going to take it a little while to make fire happen.
Yeah.
La Befana is from Italy, and she is a good-hearted witch that flies around on a broomstick and brings gifts to good children. She's been around since the 8th century. She outdates Santa and a lot of other myths that we have today. She's been around forever. So.
And that's why I say Merry Halloween.
There you go. do we know if that riding a broomstick thing was part of the earlier legend? Or is that a modern...
It was a paragraph that big.
Okay.
So there was not, you know, okay. I didn't then go re-research them. This was an article that had a list of the different things.
Yeah.
And,
okay. Cool.
Yeah. I was in a bit of a hurry tonight, so I didn't want to spend the time to Google research each single one.
I don't know, but hallucinogenic herbs are part of the story. I'll be right back.
All right. So if any of these you find interesting and you would like me to do a deep dive and do some more research and find out some more stuff, maybe some fun stories, don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, let me know which ones you would like to hear more about, if any, or if there is anything you would like me to do a deep dive on in the future that you're curious about, literally anything. It doesn't have to be related to like what we normally talk about. It can be literally anything, and I will do that for you. You know, so keep that in mind.
Oh,
what'd you find?
Witches and broomsticks starts around 900 BC.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So cool.
So anyway, just very interesting, a lot of fun. And I know I told you guys we'd do that. So I wanted to make sure we got that put in there. I think we're good. Did anybody else have...
Send me a Pelican case full of $2 bills, the internet. I'll use it to buy an airship named Yacht.
Yeah, no, that's what we're looking
for. And some other stuff. But
is the Pelican case really big?
They can be. Oh. They're the big waterproof.
Yeah.
Like, my uncle has too much money.
Are $2 bills even still being made?
No.
Nah.
No, thanks. So.
Fill it up. Fill it up with letter cash, whatever cash you can find the internet.
Yeah, just... Shove whatever in there, send it to
Throw some NFTs in there. I don't give a shit.
Send us all the money you have.
Yeah, give me all your Bitcoin. I'll go to Dubai and go to that gold dispensing ATM.
Fair. That sounds like fun.
I just want to see machine shit gold. That seems
that
fun.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, I'm all about it.
I mean, that's also like peak why there shouldn't be humans and they're really bad.
All right. So once again, thank you, Sleet, for joining us tonight. You said you did not want to plug your pluggables.
Nah, no need to.
Okay. So no pluggables for him. It's been a wonderful night. We're happy to be back. We're, again, sorry that we took the 3 days. We were only going to take two, but we took 3 days off. Things were crazy. My son landed very, very late, so we were all messed up already. Anyway.
So it's all Sleet's fault.
You promised me fucking hallucinogenic.
You're the one
that
dragged me down here.
There we are. Come on. I'm talking to the article, not you guys.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So we love you all. Thanks for hanging out with us again. Don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, follow, heart, do all the things, hit all of the buttons, share with all your friends, your family, your cousins, I don't give a shit who you share it with, your drunk friend who's on the floor, like us on his account. But we love you all. Have a great night, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night on Boomer Rex Tonight.
Yeah, it turns out it was all about using it.